Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help foggy thinking with lymphatic system detoxification. Many people are walking around in a fog, and when you experience foggy thinking, you walk around feeling dazed, confused, or detached from reality. This is something I think we all feel occasionally, and some people are stuck in this, in this detached reality or feeling confused. And there's ways to stop this or to help this. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to relieve specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard of craniosacral therapy by John Upledger, visceral manipulation by Dr. Burrell, a French physician, how to release the organs because they get constricted and tight. And then really what moved me the most is Dr. Bruno Ciccoli, lymph drainage therapy. The lymphatic system maintains every system in the body, and we all need to know about it. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. It's really science that we should all understand. Understanding the myth science that we're filling with cellular waste, I developed bodywork called Lymph Practic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste. Lymph Practic makes you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So what is brain fog? What is it when you're walking around and you just, can't think? Well, brain fog is characterized by confusion, forgetfulness, and a lack of focus and mental clarity. There are many different reasons for brain fog: stress, lack of sleep, hormonal changes, an overly acidic diet, medications, medical conditions like MS, fibromyalgia, which they call fibro fog, or after receiving chemotherapy. Many people have chemo brain, meaning they can't think. And even going through a detoxification can make you feel foggy at first from a released cellular waste. And it's important to see the relationship about cellular waste. When people have fibromyalgia, they're filling up with cellular waste. When they have MS, they're filling up with cellular waste. When you have chemotherapy, for sure, you are filling up with cellular waste. And that's really what is affecting creating the fog. It's really about log jams like dead cell material, limiting circulation out of cerebrospinal fluid out of the brain. Now, when I go through detoxification, and I believe in everyday lymphatic system detoxification, so I do a light detox every day, meaning having more water, having a few more fruits and vegetables and supplements, but every couple of weeks I do a little deeper detox. And when I do that deeper detox, by the second day, I do a few day detox. By the second day, from all the released waste, I am walking around my house or my office in a fog. And my wife will say, what's going on with you? You look lost. And I am. You just walk around, you stand in a place, and you try and think, and you can't. And this is happening for a reason. It really is about the buildup of cellular waste. So I believe we're missing a major reason why so many people have foggy thinking, and it has to do with a compromised lymphatic system. Remember, most people don't even think about their lymphatic system, don't even know they have one, unless they know someone who has cancer. My goal is to get people to understand how to maintain their lymphatic system to help most of their health problems. The lymphatic system helps reduce inflammation by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. So what's causing brain fog? It's the buildup of cellular waste, especially fluid from a sluggish lymphatic system. Often, when someone has a little brain fog, they'll take some Claritin, and it may help a little bit. Claritin dehydrates us, right? It dries us up. So there's an important connection that we need to understand, and you often hear me talk about that. It's the lymph-brain connection. The lymph-brain connection was found in 2015. I've been working with a lymph-brain connection for 25 years because we've always known that there were lymphatic vessels right outside the brain in the meninges. So we were able to use those. But now we know in 2015 they found lymphatic vessels in the brain, and that's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use. And more importantly, in 2017, 2 years later, research has found that lymphatic vessels were the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid from the brain. And that means the lymphatic system plays a large role in maintaining the brain and evacuating fluid. So when our lymph system gets backed up, fluid and waste builds in our brain, and we can't think. So what can we do to help this? I'm going to get into that in a minute. You can definitely gain more control over how you feel mentally by manually improving circulation through the lymph-brain connection. And I'm going to talk about that for a minute, and I'm also going to put a link to a video that's going to show you how to manually open up one area of your neck to open up your lymphatic system. Let me tell you about what I do in Scottsdale, Arizona. I help clients who have foggy thinking, chronic pain, weight gain, PTSD, heart disease, stroke, cancer, anxiety, depression, insomnia, Lyme disease, brain issues, and swelling. Really, I help everything because the lymphatic system is connected to every system in the body. I use Lymphractic. Again, I understand how we're feeling with cellular waste, so I develop work called Lymphractic. It's actually a tune-up for your lymphatic system, which tunes up every system in your body. I activate your lymphatic system to boost your immune response, and I help natural detoxification to reduce damaging cellular waste and inflammation, and you feel better. Lymphractic makes you feel more relaxed and clearer in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. And I've been doing this for 25 years, and people from the first session feel better. So if you've been having health problems and not getting better, please contact me. Take that extra step. I promise it will change your health. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you how to maintain and detox your lymphatic system to change your health. You know, when I coach people around the world, I believe everything is the same. We're filling with cellular waste because our lymphatic system isn't working. And I wrote that 13 years ago. And you know what? In the last few years, every disease has been linked to cellular waste. In my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and in my course, I explain how our lymphatic system is compromised. And in the past few years, most health problems from type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, anxiety, insomnia, heart failure, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, and ALS have all been linked to cellular waste. So you have to see how even foggy thinking is due to lymphatic system stagnation, similar to log jams impeding a river's flow. So if we can help remove the log jams, and then the river can flow again, and you can think more clearly. So how do you help brain fog? You improve lymph flow through the brain. And I'm going to put a link in the comments for a video to show you how to directly open up your lymphatic system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's something you can do a couple of times a day, and you'll actually feel a little bit of clarity and relaxation after doing it. Now, it's important to know how to manually do it, but you often hear me talk about pH. We have to know whether your saliva and urine pH is in balance. The most important step is in helping any health problem is balancing pH in the body, and pH stands for potential of hydrogen. And when we have a lot of hydrogen in our system, then we're acidic. And when we have too much hydrogen and acidic, we don't hold oxygen. So we get fatigue, we get brain fog, we just don't function as well. So we really have to understand pH, guys. If you haven't checked your pH, I like Voxa, V-A-X-A pH test strips. They're very easy to read. And again, it is eye-opening. I checked my family. They were 100 times more acidic than they were supposed to be. So please check your pH. So it's real simple. When your body's acidic, and we know everybody knows about acidity, we spend billions on antacids and Prilosec, when your body is slightly acidic, it constricts the blood vessels and the cells, and they don't clean as well. I mean, this has been proven, right? They did a study. They found that when a brain cell becomes acidic, called the astrocyte, it can no longer detox, and it becomes toxic. So this is happening in every part of our body, but it especially happens a lot in our brain. Our brain is very sensitive to pH. So when your tissues are in balance, they give up waste more easily, right? It makes sense. Constricted from acidic, our body gives up waste when we're more in alkaline. So the pH scale goes from 0 to 14. We want to be between 6.5 and 7.5. So we have to think about everyday lymphatic system detoxification, because every day you're getting stress. We're eating acidic foods. We're, you know, breathing air that has too much carbon dioxide in it. So, again, we have to think about cleaning up on a daily basis, because when we get stressed, when we're breathing air with too much CO2, it makes more acidity in our body, and the foods we eat, even medications, can make us acidic. So it really has to be gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Are you eating mostly acid or alkaline foods? There's an acid-alkaline food chart on my homepage. It's nothing fancy, but put it on your refrigerator. Start eating more acid-alkaline, alkaline foods, and it's a PDF on my homepage down on the bottom. So limit the standard American diet, right, the SAD diet. Restrict wheat, rice, red meat, coffee, tea, soda, alcohol. These are all acid-forming in the body. They constrict the lymphatic system. An alkaline diet of more fruits and vegetables, and if you're diabetic, you eat a little less fruit and more vegetables, and we eat them raw, right, because when we eat raw vegetables at times, for a couple of days in a row or a few meals in a row, then we're having live enzymes that are going to help break down food and cellular waste in our body. And if you take medications, you know, many people don't realize that when you take 3 or 4 medications that they're depleting minerals in your body often. So we have to take some steps to balance even our medications. So start supplementing your diet with basic supplements. Magnesium is a big one. You can take anywhere from, you know, 600 to over 1,000 milligrams broken up throughout the day so you don't get bowel disturbance when you take too much. Potassium, baking soda is something that people take. And a daily green drink, a powdered green drink, can go a long way in buffering acid in the body. But when we're more in balance, our lymph flows, and that's a key. Now, one thing you often hear about is systemic enzymes, right? Systemic enzymes help to break down cellular waste in the body, and that is key. We have to break down cellular waste. So we need to be making sure you have good posture, because if you're slouching, that can limit your lymph flow and actually make your head back up. Right? If you sit straight for a few minutes and then slouch, you'll feel a difference. You'll feel congestion. So when we're sitting straighter, we do much better. We need to be doing deep breathing, especially through our nose. And if you can restrict your breathing, like put your finger over your lips or purse your lips so that it's breathing through a clogged straw or a straw that's not working well. And that, they have found, can really help the brain by doing a deeper pulling out of the brain. So you can just try it, take a few deep breaths, wipe your finger over your lips a little bit to restrict flow, and you feel it. And they say 30 breaths a day, you can break it up doing 10 at a time, is like doing 30 minutes of exercise. So I'm going to leave a link for a video to show you how to drain your lymphatic system, just opening up your major lymph drain, one place, and it's powerful. I just want you to feel when you're doing that if draining just one area of your body feels good, what about learning an 8-minute routine that I developed that drains your head, your body, and you feel it. You feel less anxious. You feel better. You sleep better just by manually draining your lymphatic system. So make sure you check out that video. So my idea of detoxification is really simple. Receive a few lymphatic drainage sessions, change your diet a little bit, take a few basic supplements, and if you can't get in to find a lymph drainage therapist or see me in Scottsdale, Arizona for a lymph practic, learn how to activate your lymphatic system. This is something that I do every night, and it gives you direct control over your lymphatic system. Can you imagine knowing how to drain your whole lymphatic system? It takes about 8 minutes, and it is life-changing. You feel circulation in your body, and you feel more relaxed afterwards. So again, we need to clean up your body, right? Change your diet, put you through a few lymphatic systems sessions like LymphPractic, and we create a tsunami through your body. You've seen pictures of the tsunamis. It picks up everything, and we improve natural detoxification. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Also, check out my acid alkaline food chart on the bottom of the homepage of the PDF. Again, it's simple, guys. You want to think clearer. You have to take care of your lymph system. Next show will be helping lipedema by improving cellular health. It's a cellular disease. I hope understanding how to detox your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.